it still real to me, damn it!
Ladies and gentlemen, fellow wrestling fanatics around the world, prepare yourself for podcasting perfection. Here is your host, Dwayne Hadley.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to the Dwayne Hadley Experience. That's right. Formerly known as the Dwayne Hadley Podcast, it's now the Dwayne Hadley Experience. Per the suggestion and motivation by WWPN's very own CEO Hayes, Bellow, Fame Black, and by those that actually, you know, went on to the Twitter poll that I had done and voted that the most popular title idea was the Dwayne Hadley Experience. So anyway, welcome. Welcome to the show. My name is Dwayne Hadley. That's right, I am Mr. Podcast Perfection. And of course, the voice of the indies, welcome. Do me a favor, hit me up on Twitter, at Official Dwayne, OfficialDwayne. And of course, Facebook.com/OfficialDwayne. That is our official Twitter page, that is our official Facebook page, that you can be kept up to date with everything in regards to the Dwayne Hadley Experience, from when episodes are uploaded, so you can listen to it on the WWPN.com or on iTunes. I prefer to promote it via the WWPN.com because of the fact not everybody has iTunes. You know what, listeners? I'm kind of surprised that I'm actually in a positive mood right now because of the fact that this episode was recorded. I recorded a segment for this episode on Sunday of this week, and I was going to have Fame Black and the Andrew Bellow, two of my WWPN brethren, and for some stupid reason, technology decided to say, you know what, F you, I don't like you, and I'm going to screw things over. And it wasn't just my fault, it wasn't just on my end, it was, you know, poor Wi-Fi problems with Bellow and Fame, but you know what? Stuff happens. So you know what? Things go on. Things happen, and you know what? You gotta do what you gotta do for the passion of the show. As always, listeners, this show is brought to you by Five Finger Jerky. Handmade meat snacks prepared by ninjas. Check out their caffeinated honey sriracha. It's all natural and gluten-free. FiveFingerJerky.com. Use the promo code DHP and you get 10% off. The promo code hasn't been changed yet, but it's going too soon. As of right now, let me just state this right here, right now. Go to FiveFingerJerky.com. Get into contact with them. Tell them that you listened to the Dwayne Hadley Experience, formerly the Dwayne Hadley Podcast. And tell them you want your 10%. And because the promo code hasn't been changed, as of right now, I am not aware that it has been changed. But let them know, and they'll give you 10% off the britches. Great price for a great beef jerky that's all natural. And of course, we're also sponsored by Grapple. That's right, Grapple. Grapple is the brand that strives to go beyond the arena. They offer t-shirts, subscription boxes, and more. Go to grapple.bigcartel.com today and use the promo code #podcastperfection and you get $2.50 off your purchase. What a great selection of merchandise. There's so much that you can get just by showing your support for this show by using the promo codes. You get discounts, and that's the beauty of having a podcast working with your sponsors. And of course, coming soon, Hi-Q Hydration Energy. It's an energy drink that's all natural, and I can't wait until it comes out, because I'm going to get a sample, I'm going to get to try it, and I'm going to get to tell you exactly how awesome it is, and once it debuts, there's going to be a promo code. So anyway, listeners, new show, new intro, new logo. Question is, what's going to happen? What's the show going to be? Well, it's quite simple. Not every episode will there be a guest, an interview, getting to know an indie wrestler. And that's the best part of podcasting, is getting to know these indie wrestlers. From Max Holiday, Onyx Andretti, Aesop Mitchell, Rion Skills, Russ Jones. You name it, I've talked to them. And there's so much more that's gonna be that I'm going to be interviewing in upcoming episodes. But when there's not a guest, I'll be reviewing an event. And of course, not only can you support the indies by interviewing their talent, helping them spread their word, but also to help motivate people to check out indie wrestling. Now, listeners, I believe without a shadow of a doubt that indie wrestling is the backbone to professional wrestling. Without indie wrestling, there would be no WWE, Impact Wrestling, Ring of Honor, New Japan, you name it, what you see on TV. It wouldn't be there if it wasn't for the indies, because that's where the wrestlers start off. They start off on the indies. So this week, listeners, I will be reviewing the Bigger Better Wrestling Federation, which was founded by Dan Ram in Totowa, New Jersey, and currently hosts live events on a bi-monthly basis in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania area. BBWF features a ton of recognizable talent from the indies, as well as guys and girls you've seen on TV. BBW Primetime airs every Wednesday, unless otherwise noted, at 7 p.m. Eastern on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Follow BBWF on Twitter at BBWF News and BBWF Primetime. So this week I'm going to be reviewing it was recommended by Icon Dan Ram, who I've interviewed. Awesome. Awesome guy. The event, it was called Aftershock 2017. Aftershock 2017 had matches from Pat Buck versus Michael Blake, tag team number one contenders match, a primetime championship, Bull James versus Mark Haas, Dan Maff versus a man that I have interviewed multiple times in my wrestling podcast history. I mean, I've been podcasting many times. This is not my first show. Pre-WWPN, I've interviewed Sean Donovan. He's an awesome guy. I want him on this show real soon. And, of course, North Plainfield Street Fight, Robbie E. versus The Icon. Can't wait to share with you my view on that match. And Fala Ba and the Heavenly Brothers versus South Philly's Finest and Beefcake Charlie. And last but not least, BBWF World Heavyweight Championship Fatal 4-Way with following, you know, contenders, men in it from people like Sean Donovan, Mike Verna, Ricky Martinez, and Craig Steele. So you know what? Let's get into this Bigger Better Wrestling Federation Aftershock 2017 review. I hope you enjoy what you hear, and I'll see you after the review. So we start off with Pat Buck versus Michael Blake. Now this match was, you know, first of all, let me just explain to you a little bit of the atmosphere. The lighting was a little foggy. The atmosphere, the seat, you know, there were multiple empty seats, which is, it happens in indie wrestling. This is why I want to help promote the indie wrestling universe or community or whatever, however they want to be, however they're called. I want to help promote indie wrestling so that you're like, hey, you know what? You're looking for an event near you. There's going to be a segment where I talk about upcoming events. And maybe through my show, you start watching indie wrestling, going to events, and loving it, and spreading the word so that indie wrestling can be huge as I see it. Because trust me, listeners, once you go indie, you don't want anything else. This opening match, to me, listeners, was a great start to this, to Aftershock 2017. Pat Buck winning via tap out. It was exciting. I enjoyed it. I couldn't put it down. 13 minutes and 15 seconds went by like that. And listeners, I couldn't even pause it. And I like, okay, I got to pause it to go take care of this, take care of this, take care of that. I didn't want to. I didn't want to at all. I enjoyed it. I loved it. It was great, great. I have to say that match, for an opening match, with Pat Buck winning, was definitely a five-star match. Five-star match. The next match was a BBWF World Tag Team Number One Contenders match. Team Hispana versus Beach Bums versus Taboo Crew. Looking at these, like, okay, you know, when I start watching an event, like, who am I going to root for? I'm new to BBWF. I've never watched BBWF. Same thing happened when I first started watching Bruce City Wrestling. I've been to two events. Who do I like? Who do I not like? I have no clue who these people are. I sit there and I observe. Like, okay, I'm looking at these people right now. And, you know, you got the Beach Bums with that stereotypical California, you know, like, hey, dude, you know, the whole entire, you know, surfer persona. But the ones that I was looking forward to seeing was Taboo Crew. Big, strong kind of men that you don't want to piss off because they could probably tie you into knots and positions that you never thought your body could actually make. Now, I've always been a fan of indie wrestling, of tag wrestling. You can point out right off the bat, are they going to be a great tag team? Are they going to suck? It's always interesting to see what's going to happen, and it's always something that I invest my time in. That I feel the tag team division in wrestling, whether it is televised or indie, is in dire need of a major facelift. And you watch BBWF, you watch BBWF's tag team number one contender match, and you know that, you know what, it's not the tag team division. It's not the tag team, you know, community, because this number one contenders match was awesome. Team Hispana, soccer persona, the Beach Bum look, you know, the California vibe in Beach Bums, and Taboo Crew. Now, mind you, listeners, I picked Taboo Crew as the team that I was going to watch and observe, and they won, listeners. They won. They became the number one contenders, and I was not disappointed at all. The next match was a BBWF Primetime Championship match with the champion, Prince Akhenaten, versus Buster Jackson. Now, listeners, let me tell you something a little bit about this. Right off the bat, the champion, a clear heel. Buster Jackson, the underdog. A man that you could, you know what, get used to rooting for. And Buster Jackson is a great technical wrestler. I would love to have Buster on the show. You know what? If the icon Dan Ram is listening to this, Dan, I hope you're listening. I want Buster Jackson on the show soon. The man seems like the kind of guy that I could get to know, learn to love, and respect. But unfortunately, I can't show any respect for Prince Akhenaten. I'm botching his name. I don't really care. The man doesn't deserve the title. He doesn't deserve the title, and he's going against Buster Jackson, and out of fear, because he knew that he would lose the title if it was an honest fight, decided to get disqualified, retain his title via disqualification, when the clear winner was none other than Buster Jackson. But unfortunately, winner, and still the BBWF Primetime Champion, Prince Akhenaten. Naten. Whatever. Who cares? Don't like him. Pretty much, all honesty, listeners, it was a good match. I liked it. I thought it was kind of, you know, something that's going to go into maybe a future match. Another match where he gets another opportunity at that title. So, you know, I'd have to say it was a 4-star match. I liked it, and I think you'd like it too. Now, what's really sad, listeners, is that a rematch was made that very night. A rematch was made that very night. Buster Jackson was mad, irate, just pissed off, and said that Prince Akhenaten, whatever, could not defend that title and retain that title clean. So he issued a challenge, no DQ. The Prince, of course, doesn't need to, said no, walked out, walked behind the curtain, as Buster Jackson was turning away, out comes the champ. And, of course, another dirty, and this being a DQ, no DQ, one, two, three, retains the title in the rematch. So not only did Buster lose his opportunity for gold once, but twice in the same night. I don't know, listeners. I mean, like I said, I liked this match. And this is making me more and more, you know, want to support the man, Buster Jackson. And I hope you will join the bandwagon and be a Buster Jackson fan. Now, formerly Bull Dempsey from NXT. Now, Bull James versus Mark Haas. Now, I was a fan of Bull Dempsey's at NXT. I was pissed that he didn't survive NXT. But you know what? Like I've always said, there's life outside of the WWE. If you can't make it in the WWE, you can make it anywhere else. It's, you know, yeah, they get paid more and they're on TV, but if you're not in the WWE, you're still a wrestler. And I hate that. I hate how the WWE has made, you know, monopolized. Is that the word? They've just made it to like, oh, if you're not in the WWE, then you haven't truly made it. Newsflash, you can make it as a wrestler in the indies. That's why I'm an indie guy. That's why I am the voice of the indies. That's why I prefer the indies. No disrespect to Red Zone or Blue Zone or all the other WWE-based shows here on the WWPN.com, but I'm an indie guy. I've been an indie guy since February of 2017. And trust me, listeners, I don't regret it. Great wrestling, great atmosphere, and you know what? The wrestlers in the indie scene are the nicest people that you could meet. It's not like we're best friends. The ones that I've met, we're not best friends. We're not like, oh, we've known each other since grade school. No. I never met them before the interview. No, I met them to book the interview. But, you know what? Don't take my word for it. Go to an indie event. Talk to somebody. Say you'd like to meet a wrestler. They are nice. They are awesome people. And you know what? I sit down, like, hey, I get onto Facebook or Twitter, like, hey, I'd like to interview you for my show. And like I said, they're the nicest people. Yeah, sure. Let's, like, what day are you available? They work things around. We work things around that's, you know, available for me and available for them. Trust me, I would in a heartbeat interview an indie wrestler than anyone else. But you know what? Let's get on to the next match, shall we? The next match, Bull James versus Mark Haas. Clearly showing fear to get into the ring with Bull James. Mark Haas was just walking around, you know, just, you know, he needed to grow a set of balls. He wouldn't get into the ring. He'd walk around. He'd, you know, yell at some of the fans in the audience. By the way, listeners, with the help of the Dwayne Hathaway Experience, I want to help BBWF grow. I want to see them get more sold-out events. And with, like I said, with my help, who knows? How do I explain this, listeners? How do I explain this match? First of all, Bull James, a bull. And Mark Haas, a little chihuahua, maybe. But I liked it. It was funny at certain points, especially with the ref you know, getting in the way. But Bull James won. I was happy. I sent a message to Icon Dan Ram as I was watching this. I'm like, dude, help me get Bull James on the show. I'd love to get Bull James on the show. And I liked it. So far, it's a good event. I'm enjoying it. It was, I was not disappointed in these matches so far. Dan Maff versus Sean Donovan. Now, this is the match. This is the match that I played close attention to. Because the genuine article, Sean Donovan, I've known him for a while. I text him from time to time. He's an awesome, awesome man. He has come on and gotten interviewed multiple times when I would start a new show. And I'd be like, hey, Sean, start a new show. Would like to have it on it? Like, yeah, sure. And he's a great, great guy. And you see him when he comes into the ring, has that persona of, how would you word the entrance of Sean Donovan? Quite simple. The toast of the East Coast. A man that reeks of that he's centered. He's passionate. He's an awesome, awesome guy. And this was a match, like I said, this was a match that I watched and I enjoyed. You know, yeah, there were fans that didn't like him. It's understandable. You're not gonna like somebody that's better than you. I'm not just saying that because I talked to him privately. I've gotten to know him. He's an awesome man, like I said. But this was a good match. It started off with, shouting back and forth between Sean Donovan and Dan Maff. You know, here's the thing, listeners. I'm gonna botch names, and that's understandable. It's a mulligan. It's my, that's the beautiful part of not only having dyslexia, but you know what? It's not always easy for me to pronounce hard to pronounce names. That's why I'm glad Sean Donovan's name is so easy to pronounce. It's Donovan. Sean Donovan. Great wrestler. Great guy. And last I heard, a fellow podcaster. So you're watching this match, and of course, he's trying to stretch it out, and he's trying to, not get in the ring. It's once again showing signs that he fears his opponent, whether you like him or not. It's just how he works. Well, you know what? Dan Maff, that's how you pronounce his name. I finally heard him say it. It seems like an awesome guy. This is a big man. So when he runs and goes through the ropes to hit Sean Donovan, that's outside of the ring, knocking the steel barrier out a little bit, pushing a kid a little bit, he stops and asks the kid if he's okay. This is nice. This is the beautiful thing, listeners. The beautiful thing about indie wrestling. They stop to make sure the fans are having fun. It's all about the fans. And I know Icon Dan Ram could vouch for that. Frankie DeFalco, owner of BCW, would agree. It's about the fans, entertaining the fans. And when a fan has when there's a possibility that a fan could have gotten hurt, who cares about the match? Make sure the fans are okay. Make sure they're entertained. And of course, I found out the reason why this event was, there were many empty seats. It's because it was during a school night. So, yeah, that explains everything. Maybe I'll watch more events, and I definitely for sure want to watch more events, but this was a very, very fun match to watch. See, Dan Maff versus Sean Donovan. Dan Maff won the match, and it was a very entertaining match. At the end, Dan Maff was like, shake my hand. And, I liked it. Identified as the best match that he's been a part of. I'm talking to Sean Donovan. And I'd agree. This was a great, great match. I enjoyed it. Out of 5 stars, this was clearly a 6-star match. I know, out of 5 stars, it has, you know, top star 5, but you know what? I don't follow the rules. I don't follow the rules at all, people. My name is Dwayne Hadley, the host of the Dwayne Hadley Experience, Mr. Podcast Perfection, the voice of the indies. I don't follow the rules. I make the rules. That's right. So I liked it. I enjoyed it. I had a blast. And I hope to see more great matches for both Sean Donovan and Dan Maff real soon. The next fight at Aftershock 2017 was a North Plainfield street fight, Robbie E versus the Icon. Now, listeners, I wanted to have the Icon, Dan Ram, on to discuss the backstory and just talk a little bit about this match and the outcome. So I reached out to Dan Ram, and unfortunately, at the time, he was at dinner, but he did say via Facebook, I was chatting with him, that Robbie and him were tag team champs. On an episode that he wasn't there, Robbie turned heel, joined CEO Brandy. At Battlemania, Dan Ram returned to make Robbie E think he was going to turn heel with him, then decked him. Robbie ran Icon over with his BMW a week later, challenged him to a street fight where doctors told him that Dan Ram was unable to compete, and the rest unfolds in the match. Quite simply put, verbatim, what Dan Ram said. And let me tell you, great match. Dan Ram has such a persona, it's an experience all in its own to have the time to watch Dan Ram in the ring. Great performer, great in the ring. How do I explain this? You've got to watch. Go on to YouTube. Icon Dan Ram. Watch his matches. You're not going to regret it. But let's go on to the review of this street fight between Robbie E and Icon Dan Ram. Now, sadly, Robbie E won via TKO. And it was a great match. Dan Ram, excellent wrestler. Excellent in the ring. Awesome guy when you talk to him. I talked to him. I interviewed him. I interviewed him on this show. Yeah, this show. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Episode 10. I can barely remember the past episodes. Thank God you're able to listen to each and every episode on the WWPN.com. Cheap plug. No, I'm kidding. Great. It's a great network. This was a great match. BBWF Primetime Wrestling. I was pleased. We had Fala, Ba, and the Heavenly Bodies versus South Philly's Finest and Beefcake Charlie. Beefcake wearing like a purplish pinkish. Like, really, dude? Hey, if you can pull it off, then power to you. But, you know, this was another good match. Huge, just, I don't know what to say, man. Falaba and the Heavenly Bodies won this with Falaba being the one that made the pin. You know, I like a one-on-one match. I'm more of a tag team guy. But when you have this, like, six-man match, it was great. I loved it. Great, great. Awesome match. Did not bore me at all. This entire Aftershock 2017, awesome. Straight out awesome. I would encourage you to check out BBWF Primetime and just watch their matches. So, Fala, Ba, and the Heavenly Bodies won. We had, for our final match, the BBW World Heavyweight Championship, Sean Donovan, Mike Verna, Ricky Martinez, and Craig Steele. Yeah. It was a great match. I enjoyed it. The only problem was the sound quality wasn't really that clear, so I really couldn't hear. I had to listen to it multiple times in order to hear the names. But the winner retained his title, Ricky Martinez. I liked it. I enjoyed it. All in all, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. It was a great match. Sean Donovan, Mike Verna, Ricky Martinez retaining his title, and Craig Steele. Aftershock 2017 BBWF, it's a must watch. You can find BBWF on YouTube. You can find them on Facebook, Twitter. You can get tickets for BBFW Primetime if you're in the area. But the Bigger Better Wrestling Federation, founded by Dan Ram, you can find them on YouTube. Just search BBWF Primetime Wrestling. So anyway, listeners, all in all, this was a great, great match. I enjoyed it. Now, before we go, per the suggestion of Fame Black, we're going to end the show with upcoming indie wrestling events from the desk of Phil Stamper. Now, listeners, if you'd like to get more information on upcoming events, maybe events that are in your area, you can find Phil Stamper on Twitter at PSPhenom or Stamper at WrestleReality.com. So without further ado, let's talk about this week's upcoming indie events. Now, listeners, if you're listening to this on Saturday morning, today, April 29th, in the AM, tonight, 7 p.m. in Springfield, Illinois, Pinfall Wrestling Association will be at the Lampier High School, 1300 North 11th Street in Springfield, Illinois, 7 p.m., facebook.com/PWA Springfield. And, of course, also NWA Supreme, 2520 Lanier Drive, Madison, Indiana, at 6:30 p.m., facebook.com/NWA Supreme. Saturday the 29th, Victory Road Pro Wrestling at the VFW Post 4927, 31 Horse Block Road in Center Reach, New York, 7:30 p.m., victoryprowrestling.com. There is so much more. With tomorrow, April 30th, Kentuckiana Die Hard Wrestling, and last but not least, Insane Championship Wrestling, La Pica Lounge Car, CARR, number 3, 3431 West Lincoln Avenue in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin. Holy cow, 4:00 p.m., April 30th, Sunday, facebook.com/ICW Milwaukee. So, all in all, great show. Great episode number 10. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for listening. Shout out to, you know, my misfit brothers, Tom Schuster and Jarrett Sullivan. Thank you to CEO Hayes for editing this show, making the show look good, making the show sound better than I already do. So anyway, that's all we got for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, if you'd like to get involved within the Dwayne Hadley Experience, find me on Facebook.com/OfficialDwayne, and of course on Twitter @OfficialDwayne. Keep it smooth and classy, and I'll see each and every one of you next week for another episode of the Dwayne Hadley Experience. Later!
Still here? It's over. Go home. No.